Good morning, everybody. You were an 18 and you're talking about the unjust judge and the woman constantly going to her, and how much more than God would, so much more. How much more? What I said. How much more? Boundless. I mean, he is a loving father. A loving father. And it kind of reminds me of that phrase, you know, you being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more than your heavenly father, which is perfect, give good things unto you. And one of the things that you were talking about was the struggle that you have. Not so much with outside adversity, but just the adversity of that old man and the things that hold you back from going forward in the Lord. Now, the thing about that is that the Lord does avenge those things, and he gives you the way out and the freedom from that old man and that garbage that held you back. And he does that through the gospel. The power of the gospel. That's how he does it. And he does that through his line of authority. And that line of authority comes, and your brothers and sisters and lords comes, and they tell you of those things that which you can get shed of that old man. He gives you his word. He gives you his spirit. He gives you everything you need to break free from that old man. Everything you need to break free. But the thing about it is, do you step out in faith and believe him for it and go forward in it? Get a lot of amens to that point right there. To that point right there. Because that right there, he's given us the way out, folks. He's given us that freedom. And a lot of times, we just don't receive it. A lot of times, we just don't receive it. And there it is, right there for you to take heed to, get free from, and go forward in serving him. I say we don't receive it. A lot of times people don't receive it. I don't know. I've received great things from the Lord, and there's been a growth, and I'm excited about growth that is to come. And I've seen growth in others, and it's been a praise the Lord, but I'm excited about growth to come. But do you trust him and believe him? One of the things that I was looking at, it was an interesting thing. We were over at Cat's house, and we prayed for Cat and over the house and these kinds of things. And one of the things that I told Cat was, I told Cat, I said, now you believe this prayer. You believe this prayer, and anything that comes against that prayer, you cast out. You cast out with a vehement prejudice. You cast it out. And don't take heed to that bout, that unbelief by any chance. Don't take heed to it at all. Now, a lot of times, I want to go to Galatians, and I'm going to start reading Galatians 3. Don't need that anymore. I see time and time again the things that actually hinder people, and hinder people right here in this ministry, in this body. Down here is they get hung up on themselves, their own works, how they are, their old man. They get hung up on these things. And they get hung, and their focus is on them, or how screwed up they are, or their, what they have done, or what they have not done. And it really is a hindering thing. Because where's the Lord in all that? All that is the I. And where's the Lord in that? that man that, look, it is by grace that you are saved. It is by Him that anything ever went right. It is not by our works or our doing or any of those things. It is not. And a lot of times we get hung up on some of the most ridiculous things. Most ridiculous things. Well, it was interesting. You were talking about that. You were in Matthew 18. You were talking about that man. Look, at least I'm not as other man, extortioner. How many times do you in your heart sit there and justify yourself against another? Against another in that same manner. You might not say it. You might not voice it. But how many times do you justify yourself in that same manner? At least I didn't do this. At least I'm not like that. At least I'm not. It doesn't matter. You are no different. You are absolutely no different than anybody else out there. We all fall short of the glory. We are all sinners. There was only one that came into this world that was not a sinner, and that was Jesus Christ, the righteous. I'm going to read chapter 3. And in chapter 3 of Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it's not like we take the Jewish law and try to sit there and apply it in our daily life. We haven't been brought that way up. It's not something we've done. It's not in us. But how many times do we, by the list of the do's and the don'ts and the this person's that way or this person's this way and all these things, and it's not something that you would do and you perceive as evil and all these things, and you sit there and justify yourself against your own carnal mind, against your own carnal rules that you vainly believe. Now, I know I'm talking about a pretty serious issue, I suppose, and something that is really not gets talked about that often, but it's the truth. And as I see people that get hung up on what they do and don't do, I see them getting hung up on what they can do of their works, what they have done, what they have not done, and their sense in a service, even a service to the Lord, so-called. And I remember going back to the minister's meeting with Scotty Stevens coming up, and how he was talking about how he was awestruck and that his service to God that he was doing there was in vain. It was vanity. And he was awestruck of the grace of God. Of the grace of God manifest. He was absolutely awestruck at that. I mean, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you heard it, you believed. You believed it. And the sense is that He died on the cross for your sins personally. And he And He covered all that. Those things that have been hanging on your shoulders, those things that have been a burden to you, all those things that you cannot do anything about. You cannot take those things that happened and put them out of the way. You could do nothing about. Absolutely ashamed and beaten down. Looked upon it, on it as just a mess. I remember going down. I could not lift up my eyes. I could not lift up. God, it reminds me of 18. But I could not lift up my eyes and look at somebody else in the eye. I'd keep my head down because I was so ashamed of the things that were piled up against me. That were piled up against me that I could not lift up my eyes. And that weighted me down. And the only way out I sought to even try to feel remotely somewhat better was through drugs and alcohol. I mean, that was my thing to try to just feel better to even move on. And it just created a bigger hole and a bigger hole and a bigger hole. And it was something that I couldn't get. The psychiatrist, they could not do anything about that. Try to give me medicine to make me happier. Were those things still there? Yes, those things were still there. Those things were still counted against me. But when I heard the gospel and somebody saying that Jesus Christ, who is perfectly innocent, took all that on the cross and paid for it. He took the sin of the whole world, past, present, and future, mine included, and He took it on the cross. And He took it out of the way. I filled with joy. That relief came over me. That burden rolled away. That burden rolled away. And I was free. And I was forgiven. And I could lift up my head and look at somebody else in the eyes again because I was not ashamed. I was not ashamed because of what He has done for me. And I knew it. Did I do that? Did I receive that by doing something? No. I heard it. I believed it. And I received it. So in that verse, in chapter 3, verse 3, are you so foolish having begun in the Spirit? This is how the Galatians started out. They started out in the Spirit. They started out right. They heard the good news. They received the good news. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Now all of a sudden, do you think your flesh is going to be perfect after this? Now are you trying to dress this old thing up to be somewhat perfect? Man, no. Now it's you trying to do something, not Christ in you doing it. See, when Christ in you that does it, He gets the glory, and you recognize that you can do nothing without Him. Nothing at all. It was by grace that you are saved. It is by grace that you can continue on. Praise God, that's a burden in itself lifted off, isn't it? I mean, because all of a sudden, if I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then all of a sudden I had to become perfect, oh man, hang it up. Oh, in fact, the testimony of time and time again in my life is I screwed up. I repented and the Lord did a marvelous thing. But there's also testimonies where I went out, I believed God and the Lord did a marvelous thing. It still doesn't matter who did it. He did. He gets the glory. It's Him that can work that in us. Not in ourselves, in our own power, in our own strength. We got to hang that up, folks. We got to get shed of that. We got to get shed of it. Because it's never been by your goodness or what you have done, accomplished, or by your strength that accomplished anything of any good. It's never been that way. Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Hear therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you. Doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? By the hearing of faith. The one that works miracles does it by his Spirit. Not by the works of the law. Not by their own strength. None of those things. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. By faith, by grace are you saved. And the deliverance that we have is a deliverance that is an awesome deliverance. And we are free to go forward and serve Him and to be a part of Him. Now, what did Abraham do when he was given the commandment to go offer up Isaac, as it is stated in Hebrews, that God, the promise was through Isaac, and that he would have to what? Raise him from the dead. Raise him from the dead. And he went and he believed God. He heard God and he believed God. How do you go forward? You hear God, you believe Him, and you go forward to serve Him. And it's so many times. How many times do you go and hear the word of the Lord, and or that correction from your disciples or whatever the case may be, and you reject, and you reject, and you reject, and you justify that you're not that way. You justify why you can't go forward. You justify yourself in an absolute unbelief of not going forward in Him. And you sit back and you think you're okay in that justification, but you're not. Or you go in presumption thinking that you are a part of His plan, but yet you rejected all the things that have been given to you to do. And you won't go and believe Him. You won't trust Him. You won't go forward in Him and that which is given to you because of unbelief. The ones that took the promised land went forward because they believed God and His word. The ones that didn't go forward and enter into the promised land, they died because of unbelief. Now, right here before us this day, right now, is opportunity to go forward in belief and go take on the promise of God and be a part of His army. To the furtherance of what? The gospel. So those that would hear could hear and receive the same salvation. The same freedom. the same gospel. I mean, to me, that is a great joy for us to really go forward in. But as I was kind of going back, and I want to kind of go back to that prayer that I said with Kat, and Hope and I and Kat were praying and prayed for Kat and prayed over the house and things. One of the things is I said, now you believe God. I told her to do a couple of things. But it's not the things that she does that's going to be the thing that answers that prayer. Or it's answered, you believe it. But it's not going to be those things that answers the prayer. No. It's not going to be what she did that answers the prayer. No, it's going to be because the Lord is good. Because of what He did that the prayer is answered. Because what He's able to do, that the prayer is answered. Because He gave the church what? The power. And she's going to go forward in it because she believes who? Him for it. Do you understand? Do y'all understand? Not of anything that she has done. Because of what He has done. And what He's able to do. And because of the power that He's given unto who? The church. Now, folks, let's cast off all that garbage that holds us back. Let's cast off that old man. Let's cast off that list of do's and don'ts that's vainly in our head. Let's cast off that high-mindedness, thinking that we're better than somebody else because we don't do what they've done, or you haven't done what they've done. Let's cast that all off. Recognize that we are all sinners, but the promise of God is sure and true, and we can believe Him. And when that direction and that advice, you go out believing God for it and trusting Him. Don't return to the old ways that you've done things and about how you try to solve things and about trying to base on your righteousness or salvation on anything other than Jesus Christ. Because it ain't gonna hold up. When you get to the core of these things and get honest with them and get shed of the stuff that is in thine heart, let that light shine in thy heart so you can turn away from those things that hold you back and believe Him for it. Obey Him. Recognize it's not about you. It's not about your service. It's not about what you've done. It's not about what you can do. It's not about how messed up you are or how bad you screwed up. No, it's all about Him and what He's done. It's always been about Him. Get your eyes off yourself. Get them on Him. And wanting to go and serve Him. And minister the gospel unto others. The only way we're going to be able to minister the gospel unto others is if we what? Live by the gospel ourselves. And if we live by the gospel, our eyes are off us and onto Him, because we know when we look at us, we're like, we're doomed. But when we look at Him, we say there's hope and we can live by that. And then when your focus is on Him, when you go forward, you're going to see the opportunity to minister guess what? The gospel unto others. And see, this living by the gospel is absolutely going back to Him time and time and over and over and over again. When you screw up, and you got it time and time again, Lord, I screwed up again. Lord, I please have mercy upon me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. And He washes you off. He cleans you up, and you go and you stand up and you go kick butt. Because there's a war going on for Adam's seed out there. And you go minister that love of Christ to others that's been given unto you. That verse where He says, He therefore that ministereth you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. No, by the hearing of faith. He ministers unto you by the Lord's Spirit. He ministers to you by the Lord's love. He ministers to you by His grace. Not a dang thing of you is in there, is it? We need to get shed of all that. All right? And let's go forward. Let's take heed to them. When that direction, when those suggestions come from your disciples, take it as the Word of God. Believe it, obey it, and trust Him in it. It ain't about that person. It's about Jesus Christ and His way and how He set it up. It's funny, I was also reading in Corinthians a little bit more this morning where he's talking about some of you, there's not divisions among you. Some say I'm of Paul, some of them I'm Apollos. But what is he talking about? Who gives the increase? God gives the increase. God gives the increase. And He gave the church some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These are the gifts. These are the gifts that He given to the church, to us, so we can grow thereby. All you need to do is listen, trust, and obey. Listen, trust, and obey. It's very simple. Very simple. You're talking about that childlike faith? And that child does not worry about when it's going to get fed. Not worried about if the light bills are going to be paid. I mean, that thing doesn't have a worry in the world. It's got clothes on its back. Riley, you don't wonder if the lights are going to be on, do you? You don't wonder if you're going to get fed that day, do you? You're not concerned if you're going to have clothes or not, do you? There might be some clothes you might like that you don't get, but hey, you got clothes in your back, amen? And the much more. And don't reject that advice. That's how the Lord set it up. When you reject that advice, you reject Him. It's all about Him, folks. All about Him. So let's get some traction. Let's start believing Him and obeying Him. We can say we believe Him till we're blue in the face, but until we actually step out and do it, we're not believing Him. We're sitting back and justifying ourselves why we can't step out and do it. I mean, how would that work if Abraham go offer up Isaac? Oh, well, you know, I don't think I'm going to do that, Lord, because, you know, you said the seed was through Isaac, so I don't. Nope, not going to do it. How does that work? Doesn't. would they give in place of Isaac a lamb? It was a sign of Jesus. He never would have saw that if he didn't go up and go offer up Isaac and did be obedient and believe God. He never would have saw it. That's just like that deliverance that I was talking about in the very beginning. And that struggle you have is not really with any adversary except really your old man. But there's been things given to you to be get shed of that old man. But if you don't go and obey and believe God for it and justify yourself in staying in the old man, how does that work? That doesn't work at all, does it? See, when you step out in that, it's not that you are the one that did it. No, it's going to be the power of the gospel and Jesus Christ, the one that delivered you from it. But it's you that got to step out and believe Him for it. Do you get what I'm... Do y'all understand? Well, praise the Lord. So let's get free from these things. Let's get shed of the garbage and all the nonsense that keeps us from going forward in Him. Amen? The Lord's good. Amen. How much more your Heavenly Father, which is perfect, give good things unto His children. How much more? In Him is light and there's no darkness at all. You can trust Him. He's well able. This is the guy that spoke things into existence. I should say, the God that spoke things into existence and the God that laid down His life so that you can have it. I think it's a good idea we trust Him. Amen. And believe Him. Amen. Let's go forward.